Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for February 25th to March 3rd, 2017. As U.S. senators try to block aid money to the Palestinian Authority this week, Israeli attacks leave two workers dead and another dozen civilians injured in both Gaza and the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. One journalist was injured. Many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Mesht Bajali has more.
Protests were organized this week in the northern West Bank village of Kufr Qaddoum, in addition to Bilayin, Na'ilin, and the Nabi Saleh villages in central West Bank. A Palestinian journalist was shot in the head by rubber-coated steel bullet by Israeli soldiers as they attacked the villagers of Kufr Qaddoum. Troops fired live rounds and tear gas at protesters and their supporters at the village entrance. Many residents were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The journalist was moved to a nearby hospital in Kalkilia city. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bilayin and Na'ilin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters as soon as they reached the village entrance. Later, Israeli forces and armed settlers invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage and many residents to suffer the effects of tear gas inhalation. For IMMC News, this is Mesht Bajali.
As Israeli military court postponed the imprisonment of an Israeli soldier convicted of manslaughter. Meanwhile, U.S. senators reintroduce a bill to stop aid to the Palestinian Authority. IMEMC's George Shmawi has more.
This week, an Israeli military court granted the request of Israeli soldier Elor Azaria, who was convicted last month of manslaughter for the filmed execution-style shooting of 21-year-old Abdel Fattah Sharif, to postpone the beginning of his 18-month sentence until a ruling is made on his appeal, according to Israeli media. Israeli media sources reported that Azaria was set to start his prison sentence on Sunday, March 5th, but with the court decision, he will remain under, quote, open detention, unquote, at his unit's pace, similar to the months he has already spent on open detention. The judge was quoted as saying during the hearing that Azaria, quote, has proven he poses no danger to the public and that there is no fear he would try to escape justice, unquote. Though the prosecution initially objected to Azaria's request, saying, quote, defendant was convicted of manslaughter, carried out an intentional killing, was motivated by the desire for revenge, broke army orders, unquote, the court eventually dropped its objection. Azaria's lawyer claimed that 9 out of 10 soldiers want Azaria to be released, and went on to note what he called massive gap between the guilty verdict and what millions of Jews in the state of Israel think. It's worth mentioning that Azaria is the only Israeli soldier to be charged with killing a Palestinian in 2016, when at least 109 Palestinians were shot and killed by Israeli forces and settlers, according to Human Rights Watch. According to the Israeli rights group Yesh Din, of the 186 criminal investigations opened by the Israeli military into suspected offenses against Palestinians in 2015, just 4 yielded indictments. On March 24th of 2016, as Sharif was shot and left severely wounded on the ground for several minutes before Azaria stepped forward and shot him in the head, with a number of witnesses quoting him as saying, "This dog is still alive," and "This terrorist deserves to die," before pulling the trigger. In other news, United States senators reintroduced a bill which calls for cutting funds provided to the Palestinian Authority claiming that it supports terrorism. The bill, according to Israeli newspaper Haaretz, was reintroduced by Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, in addition to two other senators, demanding a cut on U.S. funding to the PA if it continues to provide military support to families of Palestinians involved of attacks against Israelis and others. If a young Palestinian is convicted in a court in Israel of being a terrorist, the longer they are in jail, the more their family receives from the Palestinian Authority, unquote, Graham said. He added that the aim of the new bill is not to destroy the Palestinian Authority, rather than forcing it to change its policies. Graham claimed that he supports peace between Israelis and Palestinians, and to achieve peace, the PA must stop paying money for attackers who harm Israelis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had raised this issue in his press conference with U.S. President Donald Trump during his first official visit to the U.S. after Trump assumed office. For IMEMC News, this is George Rishmawi.
Two Palestinian workers killed this week by Israeli attacks in the West Bank. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli bombardment left 4 injured civilians. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
An Israeli settler shot and killed Wednesday Shadi Kesiya, 25, allegedly after he attacked him with a knife and stabbed him in Tanna Qumran illegal colony built on private Palestinian land south of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Kesiya comes from Al-Dhahriya town south of Hebron. Israeli sources said that the wounded Israeli, 33 years of age, suffered mild injury to his limb and received treatment by Israeli medics. Eyewitnesses said that Kasiya bled to death without receiving medical treatment. On Tuesday of this week, Rabi' Salman, 20, was killed after falling into a deep quarry when Israeli soldiers chased him and other workers while trying to enter Israel for work without permits. The incident took place west of Salfit in central West Bank. Rabi' from Aska refugee camp in the northern West Bank district of Nablus. Later in the week, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn Tulkarm city in the northern part of the occupied West Bank and broke into a local print shop before destroying many of its equipment and confiscating machines. Also on Wednesday at dawn, dozens of Israeli soldiers and police officers invaded Al-Isawiyah town in occupied East Jerusalem and demolished the residential building housing 30 Palestinians, including children, under the pretext of being built without permit. On Monday, Israeli troops shot and injured two Palestinian women, one of them in her 60s, at the Qalandia terminal north of occupied East Jerusalem and abducted the younger woman. This shooting comes few hours after Israeli soldiers shot and injured 72-year-old elderly Palestinian man at the Hawara military roadblock south of Nablus in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 66 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The army also conducted two limited invasions into central and southern Gaza Strip. During invasions targeting the West Bank, Israeli troops abducted at least 40 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, 4 Palestinians have been injured early on Monday in a series of Israeli airstrikes targeting several areas in different parts of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Army Air Force have attacked at least 15 targets in different parts of the coastal region on Monday, local sources reported. The sources added that most of the strikes targeted areas in Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. On Thursday of this week, Israeli Navy ships fired several live rounds at fishing boats in Palestinian waters close to the shore in northern Gaza, while military helicopters flew over various parts of the coastal region. No injuries were reported. Moreover, one Palestinian youth was injured on Friday when soldiers shot him as they attacked protesters near the northern borders with Israel. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for February 25th to March 3rd, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Naji and me, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.